Good morning, Rabbi Isai. Hello,
Uncle Phil.
Okay. Lili Nishmasim Mimaros, Yerushmas Mordechai. Sponsor, Paras Achoydesh, Shmuel Hecht. In honor of the Afyami community, that's solo members who push our bosses at Toiro. And Lili Nishmasim Mordechai, Mordechai, Shloimi Pinkus, Tuvio, Olava, Sholem, and Avram Moshe Peretz, near your Kopman. The Masechta sponsored by Yossi and Esti Elbaum and their children Tila and Ruvain. Lili Nishmas, Beilat Zippori Bas Ruvain, and Luschus, Ashidach Vitila, Sarah Bas Esther Leo, Bekoroiv, Anonymous. Lezecher Rav Shlomo Ben Rev Naftali. Is that the. Today is also the yahrzeit of Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, who I named my son after. I had a very, very special relationship with him. My father used to learn with him Chavrusa every single Motzei Shabbos. And I was zoich to go with my father almost every Motzei Shabbos, and I watched them learn together for over an hour. One time, I'll tell you a story. It's a known story, but I'll say it anyway. I said this over in the Meaningful People podcast, and I got zero response. The next question after this, I'll tell you the story, and I'll tell you what the response was. One day, one Motzei Shabbos, my father didn't show up. It was a one-time thing. My mother had pneumonia, and he didn't show up. The next morning, there's a commotion in the staircase, and it turns out that all the children of the neighborhood are in the staircase. The Gadol Hador was there. Rav Shach himself showed up to our house in Bnei Brak. So I tell the story on Meaningful People, and Nachi Gordon, who's watching now, Baruch Hashem, I convinced him to watch, and he's watching. He asked me, so what flavor chont do you like? No, I mean, it wasn't that, but like, it just, wee, I had no idea where Rav Shach was. Maybe because of his close relation to Lubavitch. I have no idea. But anyway, fine. I hope he still continues to watch after that one. Ouch. Phil Rosenblatt, you're a Chmiel Chaim Ben Pichas. He's in the house. A man of chesed, he loves this shir. There's not end in nothing. A man of chesed and honesty, we miss you. You're Chmiel Chaim Ben Pichas, all of a shalom. By your children, grandchildren, who are part of the MDY Daf. Who are these people that are part of the Daf? Avromi Weinrib, Mati Weinrib, Hesh Weinrib, Yitzi Engel, Yisrael Moshe Weinrib, Baruch Weinrib, and Menachem Weinrib. By Mo Landy, Lili Nishmas, Rav Shlomo Karlbach, who Yortzed is today. So we got two Rav Shlomo Karlbachs, zero Rav Shachs. Yehuda Weinman, in honor of our...
Nachi wins.
In honor of my daughter getting accepted into school by Yehuda Weinman, MDY London. MDY London. It's a Zach. Rafur Shlema, Rebbe Fall, Ari Ben Tzipora. And now I am going to think to myself about a certain person who donated money anonymously for a specific thing and doesn't want me to read it out loud. So that's what I will do. Okay. Raboisai. Listen to this one from our, I spoke about Rav Shach, I'm going to speak about our token, Lubavitcher, Rav Shlomo Klein. He's a gewaldic yid. He says like this, subject, free gift. What do you get when a frum businessman runs a Jewish organization? He promises you a gift and then figures out how you're going to get paid for it. You're absolutely awesome. I'm so proud of you, as are all you Jews. For he's referring to the sponsor MDY.com that I encourage everybody to chip in and buy a Gemara and get a free Gemara. Like, Yishkoyach. But you know what? I have to say, I was very touched. 35 people went on yesterday and over 350 Gemaras donated. Many of them took me literally. I said, just donate one Gemara. They said, okay. He said one Gemara. He probably means not two. No, you could also do two if you want. It's not Osir. There's no Baal Toysef, but Baruch Hashem, it's a huge number because 350 actually means 700. And then you're going to ask, so what do you need so many Gemaras? There's another cost called shipping and handling and marketing, which is all part of it. And if not for this Gemara, go to Tainas, or go to Megillah, or go to the next thing. Anyway, nobody makes any money. It's 100% goes towards this cause. Thank you, sponsormdy.com. Thank you for amusing me today. And by the way, a few people asked me, and the answer is yes. I think you asked me over there, the guy next to you, Phil, that kid. He asked me, if I already got a free Gemara because I brought somebody to share, could I get another free? The answer is yes. In the beginning, Nisanel said it's not a good idea. We're not convincing that we should do it. So we're going to do it. Anybody that already got a free Gemara can get another free Gemara. And if you bring two people, you get more raffle tickets, the whole thing. Three is five, and five is 18. Da, 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 da. Okay. Thank you for using me today with love and admiration. One of your original brachas, Talmidim Shloimi. Mo Landy, I think he sponsored something. He says, I just want to say thank you. Ever since I listened to the Art School interview, I pushed myself to stay up for the live share. Just shows how a simple comment about sleep can change a person's life. That's love. I was not saying I don't sleep that much, and my friend just came, Chanoch Horowitz, came from America, and he came to visit me, and he said, regards for my wife. My wife watches a little bit the emails, whatever, and she says, you need to get more sleep. Your eyes are always red, and you have bags in your eyes. She's 100% right. But I got a comment from a Choshev Yid in our neighborhood, in our shul, Rabbi Pesin, the one who was mechaber a lot of Sfarim, and he once told me, and his wife told me, that you only need to really sleep 2 hours. Rabbi Yashar slept 2 hours. He's working on it. And when he told me, it hit, because I used to think you need at least 9 hours. And I'm not makbid on anything in the Rambam, but the halacha, you have to sleep 8 hours. Everything else he says, you should only eat spelt, and this, no, that not, chocolate. But he says 8 hours, you need 8 hours. And on Shabbos, you need 16. So I thought that maybe you don't really need 8 hours. You could, but I need more sleep. It's true. Okay, fine. One comment. Now, I also said the other day, this is from Joel Elkan, that if you have ADD, you can watch the shir at 1.75 speed. So he says, thank you for diagnosing me with ADHD. 1.75 it is. Much love, your Talmud, Yoili, retired, C33. Okay, and this is many, many more. We'll get to when I get to the other pile. By the way, Rabbi said this is called Ora Merkaz, if you knew. There's a newsletter that features different people from the shir. You have on the cover over here, this is my Chavrusa, my Rebbe, Rebbe Didi Kramer, Rebbe Chizuk. Then you have Rebbe Schoenberg, and you see pictures who these people are. A taste of the Chassid from Shlomi Klein. We just spoke about Shlomi Klein. So now you can see a picture of what he looks like and who he is. We have Akiva Solway, who's sitting right here on the table. He gives a Dvar Torah every single week. He's only 12 years old. Junior thoughts, kid thoughts, meet the family. Moshe Hirsch is featured this week. Big kids, he gets, and all the Mazel Tovs. Gavlin, Lynn, where's Gavlin? Is he here today? Bar Mitzvah this week. Beautiful. Rabbi, here we go. We're holding the daf, Yud Beis, on the Beis on the bottom. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 lines from the bottom. And we're talking about the different stages of fruits and vegetables that put them in a chiyuv of ma'aser. If you have a crop, you have to give some of it for the kayin, for truma, some of it to the levy for ma'aser. What stage of growth is this fruit and vegetable chayv and ma'aser? You'll be surprised to learn that there are five different stages for five different types of fruit. And that's what we're going to be discussing today. Tiltan is a type of bean. It's fenugreek. It has its own little shear. It's called when it has seeds. Kidneys, we know what kidneys are, all sorts of types of beans and rice and all that. It's when it takes root. Anything that has a chiyuv of truma meiser d'oraisa. Rabboisai, what has a chiyuv truma d'oraisa? Only three things. Dagon, tirosh, yitzar. Wheat, grain I should say. All grains. Grapes and olives, wine and oil. And then you have peiros, all the apples and the oranges and everything else on the tree. That goes basa chanata when they have the little flower and it falls off. The fruit comes out, that blooming time. And then you have all the vegetables of the world. These are the rabbanans. Chanatas, the peiros are the rabbanan. Yerokas, the rabbanan. All vegetables, you take trumas mice, the rabbanan. And that's when you harvest them, likita. We're going to be discussing this today. Says the Gemara, Tanan also. Hatilton, what is tilton? Fenugreek. Chilba. Fenugreek. Mishat Titzmach. So the Gemara starts off saying a Lashon Titzmach. You see over here, I wrote Zeraim, because that's the Gemara is going to say in a second. When it grows. Hatvua, what is Tvua? How do we understand Tvua? Grain. What is the pasuk called Tvua? Believe it or not, Bamidbar, Parshas Korach, Yudches, Pasuk Lamed. V'nechshav levim, kitfu as goyren, grain, uchesvu as yakev, yakev. So the Torah refers to tfua as grapes as well, and that's why the Gemara only says the word tfua. Ha-tfua v'azesim, which was referring, tfua is referring to two things, the grain and the grapes. V'azesim is the third thing. Mishiyavi yushlish. I'm going to discuss it, not that long, but deraisa, those are the deraisa, shlish. My mishetitzmach, what does it mean? Mishetitzmach, mishetitzmach lizroi, from the time that it forms seeds, Tosis says the seeds have to be strong enough to be able to plant them. Rashi doesn't say that. Hatfuah v'azesim, mishiyaviyu shlish minanimili. How do I know that the three deraisas, Dagon Tirushitzar, is from the time that it brings a third? Omer avasim Rabbi Yochanan, umotuba mishmeid Rabbi Yosi, aglili, some say it's Rabbi Yosi. Omer kro. Miketz sheva shonim b'moyit shnasas shmita b'chag ha-sukos. At the end, I don't think you have that, okay. At the end of Shemitah. Shemitah is over. Miketz sheva shonim. It's the end. B'moyit shnasas shmita. It's the end of Shemitah. B'chag ha-sukos. Take a look. The Torah says, at the end of year 7, at this black line. And then the Torah continues, Sukkos. I just said it's over. It's over at the black line. This is the end. This is the finish line. So why does the Torah continue and say, B'chag ha-sukos? Shnas ha-shmitah, ma'evita b'chag ha-sukos. What's going on here? It's not Shemitah anymore. Shminasi, it's already the following year. El Eloi Meloch, kol tvua she'ivio shlish b'shvi'is, lefnei Rosh Hashanah, it's to teach you that if the Tvua, right over here, at this point, in the seventh year, it grew a third, before the end of the year, before Rosh Hashanah, so if you harvest it over here, up until Sukkos, you must treat it as Shemitah fruit. Whatever the halachas are for Shemitah fruit. How you doing, Zevi? All the way from Yerushalayim, Gevaldik. So, you have to treat it as Shemitah. What does that mean? You got to burn it, if you know, whatever. The halachas are Shemitah. I don't know myself. We'll find out this year sometime. The halachas are Shemitah. But we treat it as Shemitah stuff. Why? Because it brought it had a third during Shemitah. Yes, you harvested over here. It went through the combine over here. But it's still considered Shemitah fruit. Fine. Where in the Torah does it say anything that the tfua grew and it grew a third? Maybe the Torah is saying, the Torah is just saying that Shemitah ends over here. You thought, Shemitah starts at Rosh Hashanah. But guess what? It ends a little bit. This is the Tosefta Shemitah. In fact, we said this is the Tosefta Shemitah in the beginning, 30 days before. So there you go until Sukkos. Who told you that the grain already grew a third? Let's talk about that. The Siv, the Chag HaAsif, B'Tzeis Hashana. It says that Sukkos is called the Chag, the holiday of Asif. It's when you gather B'Tzeis Hashana, the year is over. My Asif. What does it mean, Asif? So literally, to translate it into Hebrew, it means Ilei Mechaga Bobez Manasifa. So that would be the literal translation. It's the time that you gather. That's when all the grain is finished. You harvest, you gather. Haksiv Ba'aspecha. Where does it say Ba'aspecha? That same Pasuk. Oops, wrong Pasuk. Sorry. Mechaga Asif. So it's a double lashon. So it can't mean asifa. Over here it says be'asbacha, when you gather. Elomai asif katzir. So we have to say that the word asif means to harvest. V'kimnu l'rabban, and listen to this whole Torah. It means to harvest. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam she'achol nivra d'vorai. V'kimnu l'rabban, de kol tvua she'nikzaru b'chag, We know Chachamim know these things. They understand wheat. And they understand that if you are able to harvest the wheat by Sukkos, it is a known thing to Chachamim that it brought at least a third before Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, since it brought a third before Rosh Hashanah, so it's considered Shemitah year crap. It's last year's crap. All my Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Zera, listen to this. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, what's going on here? V'kimlu rabbanan ben shlish l'pachas mishlish. Well, chachamim, the farmers, they know this stuff. They know, they look at it and they say, oh, it had to be a third before. Amalei, lav aminulav, didn't I tell you already? L'itebech nafshach l'bar milchasa, don't start questioning chachamim. Kol midos chachamim kenu. Yes, they know it, they're exact. So I asked the guy in Koilo, I said, what does it mean here? Lav aminulach. I figured he would know, because he's a shas, he knows shas by heart. So I said, what does it mean, lav aminulach? When did he tell him? He says, oh, Bava Basar Kuf Gimel, I think he told me. I looked it up today, I couldn't find it where he told me. I should have looked it up yesterday. So something's is off. Yesterday he was off by one daf. In milliseconds, he says it. But basically, what does it say over there? It says that Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Zera, the famous Gemara. The Gemara says that a baby bird, I think it was, could only go 50 amas from its nest. What is it? Yeah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Zera, what? And what if it puts 1 foot over the line and 1 foot in the line? So he said, you got upset at him. Don't ask what Chachamim know. Threw him out of the base measures. So he says, Lav aminulach. I already threw you out of the base measures. I already told you. So if you know Shas, this is what it just comes together. Sounds like, I could say this. Let me look in the arch world. Maybe the arch world brings that. They didn't bring that. It's like, schmack. It's one of these things that's not copying out of the arch world. Lav aminulach. I already yelled at you. I already threw out a base marriage. Stop questioning Chacham Shiurim. By the way, just another Gemara about Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Gemara says that Eretz Yisrael dickers are double as smart as the guys in Chutz La'aretz. The Gemara brings a right. It's true. Yeah. But you're not a Chutz La'aretz, Nick. You just moved there. Oh, but what's true is the Gemara says Rabbi Yirmiyah, when he was in Bavel, he couldn't understand Shir. He was just couldn't get it. But when he went to Eretz Yisrael, he was double as smart as everybody. And he said, Hani Bavloi Tipsha. He started talking about the Bavloi that the Tipshim. Anyway, that's Rabbi Yirmiyah. Says the Gemara. It's going to be like, I can't wait. When Shas Cohen was staying in my house, I told this mice a bunch of times, I'll tell you again. So I used to love to catch him because he did it. Oh, you don't know anything. You don't know. So one time I thought I caught him because he said that in Yerushalmi says certain Gemara that a person remembered is the date of his birth and this. So I asked him where it was. He says, "Chayis bav metzia chav gimel." I'm just making this up. So I go chav gimel and it's not there. Back and forth. I was so excited. I'm running over to him. Yeshua, you're wrong. It's not chav gimel. He says, "Let me see." Takes it, it's not there. He says, you shaita, you. I said, Yerushalmi, I meant Yerushalmi Vilna. You go bring me this other type of tfos. Over here, it's in Chav Zayin. And I look at it, it's in Chav Zayin. I went to the Vilna, it was in Chav Gimel. That's what's going to happen with this Chassidus Yingaman, Menachem Mendel, the Bel Zechassid, the no shas by heart. I'm going to call him back to his Borba. I didn't say Babashi shaita. I said, okay. Anyway. Kamil is Chacham Kenu. Barbaim so toivil. We say, a mikvah 40 saw. Should I tell you the story about my mikvah? No. No, I have a mikvah now in my house. I just put it in this week, and I put it in ice. I had 40 saw. But shaita that I am, I wanted the ice to melt quickly so I could use it. By the way, anybody could get a mikvah. It's super cheap. It's made out of metal. It's because of corona. So I put the heater in, but I forgot it on. I come back the next day. It's like the whole room is smoking heat, and my water went down. And this ice... Sorry, Mordechai, you got to start over. Here he is. He had to fill it over with ice. Okay, half of it is gone. Barbaim sa toivel, barbaim sa chaser kardav. If you're missing a little bit, any yach. By the way, do not ask me if you can use my mikvah. No, nobody's using my mikvah. What are you, crazy? Filthy. Kardav any yachal. Nobody. Only the guys that come from America as guests, maybe I'll let, whatever. Chasav kardav. That's why I got the prior one. I don't want to be toivel in your dirty water. Bring a guy to the shir and I'll let you toivel in my mikvah. But I'm going to change all the water afterwards. If it's missing a minute amount of water, this is what a person needs. Why? Look, it says in the pasuk, wrong one, where are we? Oh, here. A little bit out of order today. Food that can be eaten one shot. What is metama in tumah? Something that goes down and you throw it in one shot. And Chacham said it's the size of a chicken egg. Oh, metama tumah sarichlan. Kibetz a chaser shumshum. If it's missing one sesame seed, that's one more. That's not one less than that's not it. It has to be an egg. And metama tumah sarichlan. Shloisha. To sit down on to be metametumas medris that saw a zava neither your lettuce, they sit down on something, touch something, they stand on something, it becomes tame, but it has to be something that's roy to sit on. It's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. Shloisha chasanim achas, missing one hair, one thread. Ene metametumas medris. Hold on, Rabbi Yirmiyah lav milsi da'amri. I made a mistake, says Rabbi Yirmiyah. The bo manech avrayim mir Rav Kahana, because my friends asked Rav Kahana. Oy mer shekri yisrael b'knisosan la'ara, that's mechem ikrivu. Great kasha. How did Klal Yisrael eat? They came in, there's Yisrael and Nisan. They started eating from the new crop. Where did they get enough barley to put on the Mizbeach and be makriv a carbon oimer? In toimer, the ayil b'yanachri, you're going to say they got it from the guy. Ketzirchim amar rachmoni, you can't get it from a guy, it has to be yours. V'loik tzir nachri, memai da'krivu. So who told you that they even brought a carbon? Dilma loy akrivu, maybe they didn't bring a carbon. Like, so God, that's impossible. Of course they brought a carbon. D'chsiv. They ate immediately, right after the second day. They wouldn't eat. You see that they were makbid on chadash. In other words, they brought the carbon, then they were able to eat it. That's when you bring the carbon, the second day of Pesach. Yashan, we're not talking about. So Taisus is interesting. Taisus says, what about matzah? The first night of Pesach, where did they get matzah from? Yeah, I saw Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda Gilbert, yeah. Where did he get matzah from? So Taisus says, maybe if you look at this Taisus, Kachanamim lo yachli Yisrael matzah. Maybe they didn't eat matzah. He says another thing, that perhaps the mitzvah assay of matzah pushes off the lois assay of eating something that's from the old crop. The assay of matzah pushes it off. Okay, fine. I'll go upon it. Mechani kriva amalehem, koshel lehevi shlish biyad nachri. What happened was they bought it when it was still young and fresh. It didn't have a third. Says Gemara, but I'm asking, says Rabbi Yirmiyah, what do you mean? Maybe they don't know what a shlish is. Elokimlu, you see from here, Chachamim know what a shlish is. They bought a crop. They bought enough to make an oimer that was less than a shlish. Achanami kimlu. Says Gemara, v'dimalei ayel klal. Maybe it didn't grow at all. Avalecha da ayel riva. Maybe if 25% grew, ben shlish lepachim shlish lekimlu. Maybe Chacham didn't know if they bought it in its infancy. Fine, but maybe they don't know how to differentiate between 25% and a third. Lo yisogadai. Tosiv v'am olum min ayadim v'asalachayish. Think about it. When did Klal Yisrael get into Eretz Yisrael? On the 10th of Nisan, which is only 5 days before they brought the Omer. So it's impossible that they came in. There was no wheat and. It also came up, what is it, bamboo? It's wheat. Can't go up in 5 days. It went, it grew a quarter or a sixth. But still, we still have a problem. How did it go from a sixth or a quarter all the way to a third in 5 days? It's the land of a deer. Yes. It grows really quick, and therefore we can't even prove anything because this is stuff that grows really quick. I was mechavin to Reb Mendi Orbach's kasha over here. He has a sefer also that competes with my sefer. That's the guy. Anybody that goes to the safari knows that the quickest animal in the world is a cheetah. How fast could a cheetah run? It's over 60 miles an hour, clocked at over 60 miles an hour, 98 kilometers an hour. Crazy speed. How fast could a deer run? 30 miles an hour, half speed. So why does the Gemara say this? The answer is maybe it's light on its feet. It's light on its feet, says Rashi. You found it? It isn't Chav Gimel. What did I say? I said Kuf Chav Gimel. He said Chav Gimel. That's what he said. He said Chav Gimel. I'm sorry, it's my mistake. I was looking at Kuf Chav Gimel. Shkoyach, how did you find it? We got guys holding in Shas. Nachman Seltzer's Mamish. A halt. Givaldik. All right, anyway, the point is that a cheetah can run like that for 20, 30 seconds. A deer can run like that, I don't know, very, very long, for minutes. A deer is light on its feet, says Rashi. That's where I'm diagram Rashi. Light on its feet. Eretz Yisrael is light on its feet. It's easy to plant, easy to go. It doesn't mean speed. It means light on its feet. What? You told me all pshat in the pasuk. They had lines. They had all that stuff. Quicker than that. Chagah, so we said, since it's a double lashon, it means we darshan from it. It says the Gemara, so why are you saying the high Yosef Katzir? We said Yosef over here doesn't mean to gather, it means to harvest. Anybody that learned through the sukkah knows this famous pasuk that what? That the schach of your sukkah, the sukkah should be made out of asbachamigarchamikvecha. We learned it should be mekabel tumah, it should be gedulim in the arish, it should grow from the ground. In other words, the word Chag HaAsif is not extra. It's as if the Torah is saying Chag HaSukkos. HaAsif is the type of sukkah that you're building. Says the Gemara. We had this drasha. I decided to use this. It says over here's the drasha. Tfuah, how do you know that Tfuah is a shlish? Because it says the Chag HaAsif. Comes rib. This is not a good picture of Chanina, but pretend it's it. He threw an axe at it. He destroyed it. Because you can't learn from Chag HaAsif. Chag HaAsif means sukkahs. It's the type of sukkah. We're learning the type of sukkah you make. Elamin Allah. So how do you know that the shear of grain is a third? It should be made, the tefuah should grow 3 years, says the Gemara. Daf, you'd give them the days. So we make a drush over here, the two a third. Sponsored by MDY Tehillim Group. For all those who need Shidduchim Refuzi Yeshuas, please join us at tehillim.daf.com. Sponsored anonymously. S'chus, for Shahalo Tamar Chaya, Bas. Sarah, to have a refuah shlema b'karav brachas simcha arichas yomim and nachas from our old children and grandchildren. Ask the Gemara. V'amibayilei legufei. Look at this pasuk, the famous pasuk. V'chi soimru man noichal b'shon ha'shvi'is. People might ask, if we keep Shemitah, what are we going to eat? Hey, lo nizor v'lenezav v'tvoseinu. On that, the Torah says, it's an answer to this question. It's a great question. What should I eat? What, you want me to starve? And the answer is, you're going to make much more on the sixth year that you're going to be able to use the tefuah all the way into the ninth year for 3 years, l'shloish, for 3 years. The Noyim HaLemelech, R'maylech, he brings his brother, Mzusha. He only brings one Dvar Torah from him in the entire Sefer, and it's right here. Mzusha asks, V'chisoyimru, and if you're going to ask, what should we eat? So the answer is, you're going to have for 3 years. And what if you don't ask? What if Klal Yisrael believes the Maminim? They don't ask. Only if you ask, it's going to be for 3 years. And if you don't, he says, if you don't ask, then a very small amount would do. Instead, you don't need that. You don't have to go and harvest and store it and do all of that. You just need a little bit. What? Somebody said it? Rashi. Okay. I don't think it. Brachim Shem Yisrael. Fine. I hear. come get over here. Another Bucky Bishas we have over here. Sivach says, Gemara, how could you darshan from a word and call it shloish and then call it shlish when the Torah is telling you a fact? It's going to be three times the amount for 3 years. No, it's still extra. I have another pasuk that teaches me that. You should plant on the 8th year. The old crop from the 6th year is going to be enough for the 8th and the 9th. It already says that in the Torah. Not awesome. So we're going back to the list. So we took care of Chita, the Dairaisa, Shlish. Had a top of the Amud. I'll take you the Shlish, the Shlish. That's how we know Shlish. Now, next top. Not awesome. Ha'iris. Now we're talking about a sugi of Kitnius. Ha'iris. V'hadoichan. What's doichan? Milk. V'aprogin. Pereg in Hebrew is poppy seed. V'ashumshim is sesame. Sheshrishu l'fnei Rosh Hashanah. By the way, there's a whole nidon is a potato. Anything that's a seed is Kitnius. You open it up and you eat this. If you're eating the seed, what about a potato? You plant the whole thing, the whole potato. That's the seed. The seed is the potato. There's no potato seed. So maybe it's a seed. Baruch Hashem. I mean, we imagine Pesach without potatoes. It's like my sons. My sons only eat pizza, right? My two little ones only eat pizza. Pesach, they starve. Literally, they do not eat. I'm not kidding. Zero. I went to these guys, Avi. Said, my kids only eat challah on Shabbos. So they thought I'm joking. So he buys them this and that. Nothing. Well, you don't eat gefilte fish. No, this, that. Nothing. Just a piece of challah with no dip. So then one time he bought him pizza. But they won't eat that pizza because it was bought a few hours earlier. So pizza sat there. It has to be fresh pizza. Okay, we're not going to talk about my kids. But on Pesach, we have a major problem with them. Serious problem. Serious problem. We do make them matzah pizza. Matzah pizza. Which brings another story. Once I'm here already. We're in a hotel here in Eretz Yisrael, and there's a bunch of Hasidim there that weren't 100% from. And they were part of a certain group. No, they were openly not from. They told people about, but they looked from. One thing that they were very mekayim was Koy Echsaif. Friday night Koy Echsaif was over an hour, and they were crying. So on Chol HaMoed, I don't remember when I said this story, probably a month ago. What? Koyachsaif. What's Koyachsaif? Koyachsaif, Navayam Shabbos. We have a Maratzim also. We have people on those Shas, and we have a Maratzim. Get over here, Amaris. Come here. You don't know Koyachsaif. Get over here. Show the world who you are. Okay. Fine, Nebuch. Anyways, they were crying. But on Chol HaMoed, they said, Eli, wie geist du? I said, I'm going to buy pizza for my sons in Tveria. He said, pizza? Tveria, yeah. So they come with me. They follow a whole car of these guys. And we get there. And I see them walking and talking with each other. They b'shum oifen wouldn't buy the pizza. They said, it looks like chametz. I said, you guys are not, you told me you're not really, you're not really Michal Shabbos, the whole thing. No. But this we're not going to eat. Something that looks like chametz? No, that there's a limit. Chil Shabbos is one thing, but something that looks like no, they would. They would not eat this pizza, huh? One of them was dating a guy. He told me that it's seder, the whole thing. Dating a guy, but he wouldn't eat the pizza. Not awesome. He's probably watching the daf right now. No, he told me how she was mechazik in Yiddishkeit. She made him wear tefillin. You remember that? Tefillin. You gotta wear tefillin. Every word he knows. Well, Nachman, you tell him a story 6 years ago, he knows the whole thing. All right, Zayk is on. Like, you know what? You guys know everything already. I'm done. Zotik Gemara. We did this already. So it goes from last year. Everything last year. In other words, if Shemitah just showed up, it's this right after this Rosh Hashanah, it's Mutter because it's from the 6th year. And if they grew. Hishrishu, sorry, I missed the word here. Shishrishu took root. So how does it work here? Do we have the chart somewhere? Here we go. Kidneyus, Sharshu, I wrote. Okay, whatever the word is. Hishrishu, I thought there's not enough room here. It took root, that's kitnius. That's the year, wherever it takes root. Says the Gemara, but if it took root after Rosh Hashanah, then it's Shemitah fruit. Shemitah kitnius, asur b'shviz. Umisasim Shana, bo. Om Rabba. Ask Rabba. Om Rabbanon Ilam, bo's a chanata. Check out this list. If you're the Rabbanon fruit, you're chanata. Tvuah v'zeisim, tvuah we said means grain and grapes. V'zeisim, basa shlish. Now we had the whole sugya, the green shlish. Yarok, basa lakita. I get the light blue over here, yarokos go when you harvest it. Hanukim achavinu rabbanon. Where did this come from? Where did you get this sharshu over here? You just made it up. Says the Gemara. Hodor amar rabba. Yes, they made it up. They made up kidneys needs meiser. They made up the whole idea so they could tell you also when and how. Since the way you harvest kidneys is very difficult. You take off a little bit and you go like this. You crumble it and then you take out the bean. It's a whole process. It's prochem prochem. The problem is it takes such a long time to harvest that you're going to have a mix-up. You're going to have some from this year, some from that way. So they said, you know what? Let's just do a universal meiser on it whenever it takes root, not when you do lakita like all vegetables. Because if you go basa lakita, one is this month, and then 2 months later, you're doing the rest of it. So it's going to be a big mix-up. But boys, I have a riddle for the oilam here. It's a pretty known riddle, but it's geschmack. You could ask your family this riddle. It's such a beautiful riddle. Look at this riddle. Person has, if I can get them here, has two pills, two reds and two whites. Okay? Two reds and two whites. If he doesn't take one of each every day, he dies. But if he takes two of the same, he will die also. So this is what he has in his hand. He has two reds, two whites, and the lights are off, and they feel the same, and everything the same. The color is different, but the lights are off. He needs to take, right, he needs to take one and one, but he has four. What should he do? And it's a real riddle. What should he do in order not to die? Because if he doesn't take them, he'll die. And if he takes two of one, he'll die. What should he do? Anybody know? Right. What he does is very poshut. I cut these in half, but the answer is he cuts them in half. And he eats a half of each one and throws out the other half. So if you look what happens, the most he'll ever get is one of each. And he gets one and one. That's the riddle for today. Now, why am I telling you this riddle? Because it has a little bit to do with this Gemara. What is the problem? Let him mix up everything together. He has a bunch of beans that he harvested in, 2 months ago, and a bunch of beans that he harvested this month. Let him mix them all up. And then he's going to take 10% out of the center. And what's going to happen is 5% are going to be from the beans that he harvested last month. And 5% are going to be from the beans that he harvested this month. You understand the connection to the riddle? It's almost similar. Again, he has 100 beans. 50 he harvested last month and 50 he harvested this month. He has to get 10% of each. So we're concerned that he's going to mix it up. So we made one universal thing. Says, Abai, what's the problem? Take a big box. Take the 50 and the 50. Put it in a box. Mix it up. And take 10%. You know what's going to happen, says Abai? Most likely he's going to take 10% out. 5% is going to be from last month. And 5% is going to be from this month. Does that work mathematically? So it doesn't really work 100%. It's close. And the more you do it, the more, it's like flipping a coin. So if you flip a coin 10 times, are you going to flip it 5 heads, 5 tails? No. You could do 10 in a row, tails. But if you do it 1,000 times, you're most likely going to get to 50-50. Maisa Shahaya, and I could promise that this is what happened to me. I decided to do an experiment. If I could just find my experiment. It was in my pocket a second ago here. Is it here? Oh, here it is. I see it. Maisa Shahaya. I took 100 pieces of barley, and I very, very carefully counted every single one, and I took a Sharpie, and I painted 50 of them black. I took 100, painted 50 black, 50 stayed white. And I put them in a cup. I shook up the cup really, really heavy. But I tell you, this is a Maaseh Shehayah v'Hashgacha Pratis, because me, I'm sitting here in doubting Abaya. I had a little bit of kfir in me. I wanted to see how this works mathematically. I don't know exactly. I went to Panovich. I don't know the formula. I called up my genius cousin who made a giant program and sold it to Home Depot, and he's sitting on the beach somewhere now. And I asked him what the formula is, and he said that he explained to me the whole matzav, but whatever, he couldn't find the formula. And I took out 50 pieces, and Rabbi, I promise you, I could do. I make a shvua. I don't promise, but this I promise to the chizuk. 25 came out white, and 25 came out black. I think somebody should do it right now. Stop for this shtick. Here, you do it. Noam, you do it. Take out 10 maybe, and we'll count it soon. don't look. It's 100. Take out 10. We'll see how many come out black and white. It's not going to happen now. It never happens live. Let's see. And no, I'm not doing a shtick, and I told him beforehand, it's going to come out all black or something. Okay. I'm watching you, Noam. What do you have? You can feel them. How much you got? Okay, we got to learn a little bit. It's impossible. It's going to happen again. Six and four. Not bad for Abaya. That's close enough. That's the machloikis, rabbis. They're gonna argue on Abaya. But six and four, beautiful. Six and four from a bag of 100. Givaldik. You didn't mean that. Me loitanya Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa Shizuri. Poil Hamitri. Rabbi, so let's just finish up. We have 1 minute to Shabbos. Poil Hamitri. This is an Egyptian bean. Shizroi Lazera. Why did you plant it? Because you wanted seeds. You didn't plant it for food. Some of it took root before, some of it after. This guy's from before Rosh Hashanah. This guy's for after Rosh Hashanah. They don't go together. This is a Abaye's trick. So you mix them all up together. He just took out six from this year, four from that. Close enough, say Chacham. Look, it's Chachamim that are making up this thing anyways. Well, this is Parlamitzri. Parlamitzri is the Rabbanan. You only have to take him in the Rabbanan. You could be off a little bit. It's not the end of the world. You're talking about Rav Shimon Shizuri. You're bringing me a ride from Rav Shimon Shizuri. Rav Shimon Shizuri saw about Yesh Bila. This trick works. You can mix things up. Rabbanan Savri Ein Bila. There's no such thing as mixing up. The trick doesn't work. So that's basically the machlokes. Look, you're going to do it, but you're going to come out 6 and 4. You're not going to come out 50-50. 6 and 4 is not good enough, they say. Ein Bila. It's not going to work 100%. Rabbi Yisai, have a wonderful Shabbos. And Motzei Shabbos is still 9:30. I'm going to take a vacation. We're going to switch it. When the clock switched back, Be'ezer Hashem will switch the time. Have a wonderful day, wonderful Shabbos.